Hey, my name is Missy Peterson, and this is my amazing rescue dog, Sophie May.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna Payne, and I'm so excited to be a part of CFRI's pet podcast here with my buddy, Roman, who is a five-year-old Bernedoodle.
Hi, my name is Elise Elkonen Goldberg. I was diagnosed at 3 years old with cystic fibrosis. I am now 65 years old. I also had a double lung transplant 10 years ago. And in the last 3 years, we added little Teddy to our life. Teddy has brought incredible joy to myself and to my family.
My name is Maggie. I will be 36 at the end of March, and I have cystic fibrosis. I was diagnosed with CF at 13 months of age. And I was one of those really sick kids. At the age of 27, my lungs were failing and I needed a double lung transplant. So I was on the list at Stanford in California for 13 months. And in November 5th, 2014, I received my miracle lungs.
My name is Crystal Collier. I'm 40 years old. And I live in South Bend, Indiana. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when I was about 6 months old, and I had my double lung transplant in 2010 when I was 26 years old. So it's been 14 years since my transplant.
Cystic fibrosis is one of those rare diseases that not many people have heard about. It affects the whole body, and it's kind of like an overproduction of mucus in the body. It clogs the airways and the digestive system and makes it really hard for people to breathe, and that's why I ended up needing a lung transplant.
Well, that's my cat. Welcome, Charlie. Charlie is into everything, and he is a Bengal. He is just 2 years old, and he won't stay for long. He doesn't love a big cuddle, but the most interesting fact about Charlie is probably that he, the most interesting fact about Charlie is that he is very smart and he knows a lot about what's going on. He came from a breeder. We knew we wanted a very lively cat, one like a dog, but not something that we had to walk every single day. However, I guess the most interesting fact about Charlie is that he does go on walks. He enjoys going with my husband with a harness and a leash, and they go to our local park to look at deer and birds, and he really enjoys his outdoor time. And he is not like a dog in the sense that he will not go where you want him to go. He will go the way he wants to go.
I'm so excited to tell you about my four-legged buddy, Roman. He's named after a WWE professional wrestler, Roman Reigns, who was my favorite wrestler at the time when I got him about 5 years ago. And ironically enough, I was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in July of 2021. And Roman Reigns was unfortunately diagnosed with leukemia in 2018 at some point. So, you know, the irony of that is kind of actually never lost on me, that, you know, who ended up saving me and being my best buddy during my cancer journey has the namesake of somebody who's also battled the same monster.
I have two cats, Michelin and Muggsy. They are my babies. Michelin, I rescued him in June of 2011. It was actually Father's Day. And I was driving on a road and this little tiny black and white kitten ran across the road. And I was like, kitty.
So Teddy's name was very obvious from the first time that I saw him. He looks like a little teddy bear. He's so cuddly and small and easy to pick up, just like a stuffed animal. And I thought it would be a wonderful name also because my grandson Emmett would embrace it, that he looks like a toy.
She came to me in 2014 at the animal shelter I was volunteering at with a broken leg, and I ended up being her foster mama. And then we adopted her out, but she came back to me in 2015 when the lady couldn't keep her anymore. So she's been with me ever since.
Things that are just happiness between Charlie and I are our morning times together. I get up with him first as he is fed by me, and he really enjoys a cheek rub and his whole body rubbed. And so he always comes and nuzzles my legs, and it brings me that little bit of joy in the morning. Like, I've got something to get up for.
Michelin is very much a lap cat, and I am his human, but he doesn't always like everybody else. He's a bit of a scaredy cat. Muggsy, he is my fluff ball. Probably about a year or two after I got Michelin, well, I was going down to Indianapolis every month for some medical treatments, and I figured that Michelin must be bored and lonely being at home by himself. So I decided to get Michelin a brother.
Having a pet in your life, for me, has changed my outlook on life in that not only I do have a husband and I have children, but you have a reason to take care of yourself because you want to be able to be there for the pet. And I definitely want to keep myself in shape so that I can take Teddy on walks and exercise with him. The mental benefits from having a dog is that you really have constant companionship. You never feel alone, and Teddy is always right there for me when I'm sitting on the couch, whether I'm knitting or reading or watching television. It's that warm body that just fills your soul with love and enjoyment all the time.
One of my favorite stories about how he, you know, shows up for me or showed up for me is when I had to shave my head because my hair was falling out at a very rapid pace, and it's just me and him. And the first thing he did was jumped right up on the couch next to me as I was crying, and he was licking my bald head to be like, and I took that as a sign that he was trying to be like, hey mom, it's okay. Like, I still love you. It's okay. So that's just one of the ways that he shows up for me. But that was like a pretty special moment. I thought, you know, kind of solidified my belief that animals are a lot more intuitive than maybe we give them credit for.
One of the things that Sophie has done since I've had her, and we didn't train her to do this, is she wakes me up at night when I'm not breathing right, and if I'm having bad dreams, which does occasionally happen. And sometimes I swear she's also been able to detect my low sugars, but she's never been trained for that, and it's not like all the time. So it would be great if it was. I just don't know that that's in her future.
Keeping up with pet expenses is something to really consider when getting a pet, and especially when you have other expenses like medical devices and treatments and all of that. Pets are not cheap, just like children are not cheap. And for us, we felt like we wanted to give Charlie the best life he could have, and so we do spend quite a bit on his food and his insurance, but we realized that that was something that we could provide at the time when we got him. And it can be a little bit of a hardship once in a while justifying his food, but I also know that the food we feed him and that he needs as a Bengal is really important to his vitality and an extended life that he may have. So, you know, expenses are there, but my husband and I share those expenses, and we make sure that we are still giving Charlie the best quality of life with the things that we can provide him.
One of the nice things about cats is that it's relatively easy to leave them at home for a while. If I'm gone for the day, maybe with friends or maybe out working for a couple of hours, they're okay in the house by themselves. As I mentioned, I do go out of town on a regular basis to Indianapolis for medical treatments of mine. Although cats can be very opinionated, and I know not all cats like humans a whole heck of a lot, Michelin is different, and he loves me. I am his human, I am his mommy, and he's my baby. He's also my best friend. Yes, we talk on a regular basis. I don't always understand what he's saying, but a fair amount of the time I do. Usually he's saying he's hungry and wants food, and I'm like, nope, sorry bud, no more food for you yet. But they are great for my mental health. They pretty much do love me no matter what. As long as I feed them twice a day, they still love me. And they're really good for the soul and for my emotional well-being.
Introducing a puppy into a post-transplant household takes a little bit of planning. For one, in the first year, a puppy receives 4 parvo vaccinations. These vaccinations, while they are modified live viruses, still one needs to take precaution around your puppy. That includes not allowing them to lick you and being very mindful a week after the vaccination to not have contact with their excrement. Have somebody else in the family pick that up.
It is also challenging, especially on days I don't feel good. I have to pay someone to come take him for a W. He's a very special boy. He has digestive issues, just like his mama. And he's on a special diet. And I think I feed him better than I probably feed myself at this point. So there's also that cost. And anytime he has to go to the vet, that's a cost. Obviously all worth it for all of the things that he, does for me every day, just by, making me laugh and bringing me a smile and, giving me a kiss when I'm sad.
Additionally, there's another vaccine, the Bordetella vaccine, that is done intranasally. The problem with that is that your puppy often sneezes right when you put them in the car, and that is a live virus. So I have asked my veterinarian, and he has accommodated me, to put it in sublingually into Teddy's mouth, and I will avoid him licking me, hopefully, for the week after. Otherwise, having a puppy post-transplant after your 3 to 6 months of recovery, I wouldn't encourage somebody bringing a puppy in right away after transplant. I did stay away from our dog for the first month only because I was so immunosuppressed.
It is a responsibility. And honestly, I know I'm going to say this and it's going to go out into the world, but it's true. When I got Roman, there was 2 of us. And if it were not for my ex-husband, he would not be nearly as well-trained as he is. And that's just the truth. my ex was the one who really trained him and made sure he knew how to go for W's and all of the things and made sure he was the best boy. And I am grateful for that because now, with my added, health schedule and how things have changed, I wouldn't have been able to necessarily keep up with that. Kudos to him for doing that and making sure that Roman is definitely the bestest boy. And we are an inseparable pair, that is for sure.
The most important message that I would like to share is the pure joy of having a pet. While you need to take precautions and there are expenses, the joy that the pet gives you outweighs so much of that. And the fact that you can go out on walks multiple times a day if you like to meet your neighbors and other dogs in the community. I have gotten to know so many people in the town where I live that I never would have met. I truly believe I never would have met if I hadn't had Teddy by my side. I encourage you to thoroughly think out this decision, but if you do, I hope that it's a wonderful experience.